Hi, I'm Abby Iyer. I'm a senior support planner with Azure Support Team. I had the opportunity to design integrated support with Red Hat. Both Microsoft and Red Hat came to the table with really open mind, keeping the customer in the front and center while designing the whole integrated support experience. We removed a lot of the traditional barriers by working together to provide a consistent, seamless support experience for customers, regardless whether they call Microsoft or Red Hat. I'm here today with my colleague, Vita Pamucci, Support Delivery Manager, to walk you through about integrated support experience. We plan to cover portfolio and roadmap, and then we are gonna talk about integrated support and some key components that come with it, which includes single sign-on, ticket exchange, and the several support and deployment workflows. This is Red Hat on Azure portfolio, and here you can actually see how deep our partnership is. To begin with, customers who already have a relationship with Red Hat, customers who already have Red Hat subscriptions, can bring their workloads to Azure in few easy steps. We offer Red Hat Enterprise Linux, JBoss middleware portfolio, Gluster storage, and OpenShift container platform as part of Cloud Access. In addition to this, customers could also use CloudForms as well as Ansible. For customers who do not have an existing relationship with Red Hat or Red Hat subscriptions, they can simply come to Azure Marketplace and spin on-demand virtual machines, which are pre-packaged with Red Hat software and subscriptions and connected to RUI for updates as well. Customers could also use .NET, which is open source, by the way, on RHEL. And then for customers who want to run HANA workloads on Azure, they can take advantage of RHEL on Azure. SQL on RHEL is now in early adopter program. We are getting good feedback from customers who are trying it on EAP, and GA is in planning right now. For customers who want hybrid environments, they can take advantage of Azure Stack, and RHEL is part of it. When customers choose to bring their own subscription with Cloud Access, they can go to Red Hat Customer Portal and register their subscription for Azure. And in a few easy steps, they can spin an Azure virtual machine and move their workloads into Azure. For customers who prefer the on-demand model, which is also called Premium, they can come to Azure Marketplace and spin up on-demand images, and they simply pay as they go. Customers can get updates from RUI update infrastructure automatically, and they can also get support from Red Hat directly, meaning they can go to Red Hat customer portal through single sign-on experience and file a support ticket with Red Hat, work with Red Hat directly, completely bypassing Microsoft if they choose to. Here is a good timeline view of all the initiatives that Microsoft and Red Hat has done together as part of this partnership. We started with Cloud Access launch back in November 2015, quickly followed by CloudForms integration. And then another important milestone was launching on-demand images. And as part of this launch, we enabled Ticket Exchange platform and single sign-on to fully go live with integrated support in February of 2016. And then another important milestone followed, which is .NET on RHEL. We really excited our .NET community by making .NET open source. .NET Core is available to use on RHEL. We are seeing huge participation from the community and huge response for .NET. Another important milestone that I want to call out is making Red Hat available in national clouds, which includes China, Germany as well, followed by Azure government launch. And our public sector customers could also make advantage of using RHEL in Azure government environment as well. And then for customers who want to use HANA workloads in Azure, RHEL is available. For customers who need hybrid environments, we made Azure Stack tech preview available. GA is in planning. SQL on RHEL is in early adopter program, and GA is in planning as well. The key message that I want to call out here is, regardless which Red Hat product you use, and whether you use it on public or national clouds, customers can take advantage of integrated support. Now I'm going to dig deeper into the several components that make up integrated support. The first one being Ticket Exchange Platform, which is automated ticket exchange platform for Microsoft and Red Hat to exchange tickets between the two companies. We also built Federated Entitlement together, which includes single sign-on and entitlement for ticket exchange as well. We also have a few Red Hat engineers sitting on site at Microsoft, working closely with Azure support team. Red Hat, on the other hand, has a dedicated support team to support Azure customers. Red Hat Update Infrastructure is included as part of integrated support as well, so customers can take advantage of integrated support if they run into any troubles with RUI. Both Red Hat and Microsoft have built a very comprehensive governance model together, which includes business reviews, joint supportability pipelines, cross-training, and KPIs as well. And then last but not the least, Red Hat engineers are monitoring Azure forums and helping Azure customer questions as needed. I'm going to talk about single sign-on, which is a very unique experience that Microsoft has built for Red Hat customers. And it's available for our on-demand or premium customers who are using those images in Azure Marketplace, which comes with Red Hat subscription and software. It includes support from Red Hat directly. Now, as soon as customers spin their VM, they can log into the customer portal and enable single sign-on by linking their Azure credentials with Red Hat credentials. After the first time that they have linked it, the next time onwards when they log into Azure portal, they can directly log into Red Hat customer portal through the linked accounts. And after they are successfully in the Red Hat customer portal, they can access documentation, they can file support tickets, and work with Red Hat directly. With that, I'm going to transition over to my colleague, Vita Pamucci, to talk about Ticket Exchange Platform, customer experience, and support operations that we have built together.
Thanks, Abby. I'm Vita Pamucci. I am a service delivery manager on Azure Tech Support team, and I focus on support operations and customer experience, partnering closely with the support organization at Red Hat. Ticket Exchange Platform is a core component of integrated support experience. It's a Microsoft-hosted business-to-business communication channel, and it is enterprise-grade solution which is monitored 24/7 by both Microsoft IT and Red Hat IT. When we exchange tickets, we need to exchange data. We will ask for your consent before we exchange any logs or any troubleshooting files. And when we do exchange them, we do it in a privacy-approved, compliant method. If you look at the end-to-end workflow, you'll see that Microsoft and Red Hat partner to make customer experience as consistent as possible, regardless whether you enter your support issue on Azure portal or you go via Red Hat support portal. Customers often ask, how do I qualify for joint support? Well, it's simple. If you get your image from Microsoft on pay-as-you-go basis, the Red Hat support portion is included in that cost. If you choose to bring your own subscription from Red Hat, then the expectation is that you do have support contract with Red Hat. And your Azure support SLAs are going to be in accordance with the support plan that you have with Azure. So regardless where you entered your case, support engineer will troubleshoot the issue. And if the determination is made that we need to engage the partner, then we are going to use our ticket exchange, create a ticket, and during that, we will be asking you for either Azure credentials or for your Red Hat support contract to ensure support entitlement and end-to-end tracking. Your experience could be different, and engineers could collaborate via email or ticket exchange notes, or you may find yourself on the phone conference with both Microsoft and Red Hat. We also have engineers on site, so oftentimes engineers will actually collaborate in person. Regardless how we do it, we will resolve your issue. It's obvious that Microsoft and Red Hat are both very passionate about enabling our customers for success. And we keep each other accountable. We came up with the joint set of KPIs, such as time it takes to respond to a customer or time it takes to provide a resolution. And we closely monitor customer support satisfaction surveys. If we get a survey result which is less than perfect, we get together and come up with joint action plan to ensure that we close any gaps or come up with the process improvement. Our support engineers not only work side by side to resolve any issues, but they also partner to look for any trends, any best practices that we can share, and we publish joint KB articles which are accessible through the Red Hat or Azure support portals.